Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 18th of September 2022. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. On Sunday this broadcast goes out on repeaters over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Dale VK7DG. On 14.13 MHz by Peter VK7TPE. And on 28.525 MHz by Justin VK7TW. We also go out on UHFCB Channel 15, thanks to Mark VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on the Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. Event news, conference news, Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. Calling out to all the potential pre-loved sellers out there and letting you know registrations are open to grab a table so you can sell those wonderful pre-loved items and share the love, hi-hi. You could then use those newfound dollars to spend on the vendor stands. The raffle prize pool just keeps expanding with an ICOM IC705 and backpack, Rig Expert AA650 Zoom Antenna Analyzer, TED Mtron $250 voucher, Nano VNA, 250-watt power SWR meter kit, complete 122GHz transceiver, beautiful handmade conference pens, and much more. Please note you have to attend the conference and or the expo to be in the raffle. Your entry ticket gets you one raffle ticket and you can buy any more on the night at the event. On Saturday the 5th of November, we have a full day of presentations, a veritable degustation menu of amateur radio activities that includes youth engagement, remote stations, electrical and RF safety, low power portable EME, QRP, SOTA, POTA, WWFF, interference mitigation, digital amateur television, microwave experimentation, history and much more. On the Saturday the 6th of November, there are a huge number of vendors coming down in person. Vendors include ICOM and All About DX, Spook Tech and many more. We have a number of pre-loved tables already booked and informational tables, including ALARA, WIA, VEA, WWFF, SOTA, RAW and many more. Why not give that shack a good spring clean and sell some of that pre-loved equipment so that you can save for that new transceiver you've always been wanting? If you have any questions, then please email us at TassieHamExpo, that's all one word, at gmail.com. This conference and expo is all happening at the University of Tasmania Sandy Bay campus in a spacious and contemporary Sir Stanley Burberry Lecture Theatre complex. We look forward to seeing you all in Hobart. And that's from the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo Organising Committee. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 9th of September 2022 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you do not want to receive cards via the Bureau, please let Herman know and also let stations you work know. A hint, I note some incoming cards are showing the name of the operator worked in VK. Would be a great help to the Bureau sorters in finding the right person, especially when call signs have been received by another OM. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email VK7Bureau, all one word, at the WIA.org.au. Herman will also be auditing the QSL cards held list before next week to ensure it is accurate. That's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV Nets. Another great Thursday night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZAB, TW, ZSB, ZBX, ZIR, PD, ZCF and Ross WP from the Northwest Coast all sharing photos. This week's TV comedy was from The Young Ones and the science fiction contribution was from Star Trek. Other interests were travel trucks, radio communication sites, RF equipment and a sample of a King Charles $5 banknote. Also from Peter, PD, was a photo of his family's latest edition. A reminder, in southern Tasmania, VK7RAF, that's 146.65 with a 600 kilohertz offset, can be used locally and linked to VK7RJG by using different CTC-SS tones. 123Hz for local southern operation and 141.3Hz for linking RAF to VK7RJG, which is on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset. No tone is required on VK7RJG to connect with our VK7RAF from the north and northwest. We get underway from around 7:30 p.m. At 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB, and Justin, VK7TW. News from the northwest. Northwest TARC heads bush. NWTARC members Dave, VK7DC, Matt, Kirsty, and Roger, VK7ARN, together with Rick, VK7RI, provided SOS points at the Northwest Adventure Hub Hellier Rally last weekend. The rally ran on 6 special stages in the forests south of Detention River, west of Moorbanna and north of the Arthur River. Car Club comms crew Dave, Matt and Christy rose early to have the commercial UHF repeater and mast set up early for the day's action, and dismantled it afterwards. Not the nicest of days with rain and strong wind, but all survived equipment and operators. Positive comments were made by the rally organisers on the services provided. And that's from 73 from Roger, VK7ARN. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 o'clock, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. At 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. As mentioned in last week's broadcast, the Remembrance Day contest results were published. Well done to all the VK7s that contributed their time. NTARC would like to congratulate 2 members for their success in the QRP or low power sections. Peter, VK7KPC, received 2nd place in the QRP mixed mode section, and Nick, VK7WW, received 3rd place in the QRP CW section. Peter competed using his ICOM IC718 HF all-band transceiver. This was coupled into an 8040 trap dipole. For the 160 CW contacts, he used an in-fed quarter wavelength antenna plus counterpoises with a PCM MTU-100 antenna tuner. This tuner is very similar to the Kodan units of the 1960s and really should have been called an antenna matcher, but it's the manufacturer's words. From the higher band contacts, he used 2-metre and 70-centimetre vertical antennas. Once again, Peter showed his dedication and made many 160 contacts in, as he puts it, the wee small hours of the morning. For those who know Peter, the really strange thing was that at no time did he use a military CW key. He must have his reasons, because he certainly doesn't have a shortage of military keys. Nick went a little bit more old school and used a Wadham Mark III transmitter made in 1938. This model unit was used by the now famous Bletchley Park and Waddon Hall Diplomatic Wireless Service and for the first agents into France at the start of World War II. Evidently, it was in need of TLC, and as Nick put it, it was in a very poor state. The tin chassis was completely rusted through. The original Paxilin front was broken in three pieces, a total rebuild. The transformer was shorted and burnt. I did use the original valves, capacitors and coils. You will see the 807 is the original nomenclature as an ATS-25. I couldn't get it working very well. Should have been 12 to 14 watt out. I could only get a maximum of just over 4 watt out on 80 metres, less on 160 metres. All crystal controlled, originally covers 1.5 to 8 megacycles per second. The receiver is a 1942 BC-348, used in American bombers as part of the AN/ARC-8 avionics system. This is the same model as used in the Enola Gay, the B-29 Super Fortress bomber that dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima in Japan. Nick used three different straight CW keys, all ex-military World War II. One was a bathtub key, another a brass pounder, and a number 8 key from a wireless set number 19. This combination was coupled to his much talked about antenna, a doublet, that is a double extended zip, cut for the 80 metre band. Like Peter, he must be dedicated to commit to the graveyard shift, that period of time between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Sitting on the 160 metre band, crystal locked to 1815 kHz, nowhere to go and operating QRP, as Nick succinctly put it, was a struggle. Looking to the future, Nick is already mentally setting up his rig configuration, and I quote, "Who knows what I will use next year? Probably a 3BZ transmitter and accompanying receiver for the Coast Watch Radio WW2 made by AWA. Well done, Peter and Nick. We will await next year's configuration. For an excellent set of pictures, go to the NTARC extract from these VK7 broadcasts under blogs on the club website. Alternatively, in the text edition of this broadcast use. As an aside, if you are really interested in going down interesting and convoluted rabbit holes, try Googling information on the development of AN/ARC-8 avionics system in military aircraft. Oh boy, like anything to do with the military, it is bigger than Ben-Hur. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Roundup of the club social night dinner. 28 members rocked up to the Mowbray Hotel in Launceston on Wednesday evening for the mid-year-ish NTARC club social night dinner. There was much laughter and cheerful banter going on, as well as menu discussions. There was a large selection, something for everyone. Orders were taken and service was fast. The food was magnificent. Everyone was happy. There was no disappointment in the dessert area this year, as there were ample stocks of sticky date puddings in reserve, but the banana splits ran out this time. Life is so hard. A great time was had by all. We all made our way back home thoroughly satisfied. Jota Jotai for 2022. Volunteers to assist are needed. The venue is the NTARC Club Rooms, which is the Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. The sessions will be on Saturday the 15th of October from noon to 6 p.m. and Sunday the 16th of October from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Groups are planned to arrive in two-hour blocks, split up and rotated through four activities. At the club rooms, we will need volunteers to assist for assistance with the operation of each of the transceivers set up for voice chats by the participants, assembly of Morse code trainer kits. There's no soldering required, only a screwdriver. Sending and receiving each other's names by Morse code on the practice keys. No, not live to air. Plus, external to the club rooms, we need local contacts to chat with the kids in case we can't link up with other scout venues. If you are able to assist with any length of time over the 2 days, please let Peter, VK7KPC, or the club secretary know of your availability by emailing secretary@ntarc.net. Tassie Ham Expo in November. NTARC has booked a display table for the day of the expo. A pre-loved equipment table will also be booked by the club, if there are any people interested in helping to stock it. Take this as an opportunity to seriously look at your shack equipment. If there is anything that is now superfluous to requirements, why not turn it into cold cash? Then spend it at the expo and help support the vendors that have ventured down to this end of the country by buying more equipment for your shack. And now for late breaking news. Peter of EK7KPC has just received a certificate from the Radio Society of Great Britain, the RSGB, in the IOTA contest for 2022. He achieved 8th place in the non-UK station single operator section for non-DX position mixed mode QRP. That's a bit of a mouthful, but well done, Peter. One more certificate to add to the achievement book. And now upcoming events. Club Technical Night on Wednesday the 21st of September, held at the Entart Club Rooms, 7:30 until late. Test Net and Tech Net, Wednesday the 28th of September. Test Net CW course on 3.850 MHz from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on the 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7WW. SSTV Net, held every Thursday night on the 70cm repeater, VK7RJG, and linked to the Southfire repeater, VK7RAF. Conducted from 7:30 till about 9:30 at the moment. These SSTV images will be available on the NTARC website under blogs. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards available awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. The club is following the COVID-19 recommendation to continue wearing face masks while gathering. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the Secretary of NTARC. News from the South. Wyson, Tasmania South. Wyson South are in need of some help. We are tasked with providing safety comms and rider progress reports for the Portland Equine Endurance Ride at Pine Garner on Saturday the 15th of October. You may realise that this date is also the Jota Jotai event. A lot of our regular helpers are down to assist with Jota, and therefore we are really in need of help to man the checkpoints for the ride. If any amateur or listener can see themselves as being able to assist by calling the rider numbers as they passed, then we would welcome your assistance. A pat of a horse and a pass of a sweet to a rider or two are also on the cards. We can offer an active couple of days, some great scenery and a chance to have a meal at the pub in the paddock. Your reward is knowing that you are helping the riders to test themselves while caring for their mounts at the same time. Please contact Rod Finlayson, VK7TRF, on 04173 14425. That number again, 04173 14425. Or email roja3kel at yahoo.com.au for further details. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REES. October presentation, military radios and antennas. Thanks to Kim Briggs, VK7KB, who will be giving us a presentation on more of his mini military radios and antennas. We will be setting up many of these antennas in the Queen's Domain compound, pending good weather, to demonstrate the ingenious way that the military create HF antennas. We will be holding a BYO barbecue before the presentation from 12 noon on Sunday the 9th of October at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there. That's 73 from the REAST Committee. Training and Assessments. REAST's next Foundation Licence Training and All Licence Assessment Day is Saturday the 1st of October 2022. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REAST Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607, or email assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the REAST Foundation Licence Training videos that can be found on the REAST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the REAST Facebook page events for further details. That's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night we had a roundtable forum about the RD contest results now that the RD contest report is out in the wild. In summary, VK7 had 115 participants, but only 45 put in logs, which is 39.13% of those who participated. VK7 logged 9,598 contacts with a raw score of 13,995 and a weighted score of 22.29, which was an order of magnitudes higher than any other state. We looked at the phone contacts per band per state, and VK7's strength was in the VHF and above. However, it was noted that VK6 performed strongly. We then looked at the same state contacts with VK7 with 5,925 and VK6 with 4,046. We then went through the error logs for those there on Wednesday night and discussed the common and uncommon errors. We finished with the promotion of the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. This coming Wednesday night, we will be revisiting magnetic loops, review of the latest low-key magazine, and much more. We will be streaming the nights on the REAST YouTube channel. We go out on RF, DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB to DTV dongle, that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night Signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REAST YouTube channel. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 5 p.m. AEST. SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10.30 to 12 midday, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday Coffee Sessions, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Technical Night, Wednesday the 21st of September, 7.30 p.m. in the NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC TestNet and TechNet, Wednesday the 28th of September, TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7.30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7.30 p.m. till about 8.30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 o'clock local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8.30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.19 upper sideband. REAST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. REAST WAGS, the Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. REAST DATV Experimenters Night from 7.30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-TRF and YouTube streaming. VK7 SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the north and northwest. VK7RJG on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset. And in the south, VK7RAF, that's 146.65 with a minus 600 kHz offset. CSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. West, VK7RJG on 438.55. Minus 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.60 with a minus 600 kHz offset, CTC SS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. CCARC, 26th of September, SSTV nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2-meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Now, events. NWTARC, on the 17th of September, the club meeting commencing at 1:30 p.m. at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reese, 9th of October, military radios and antennas with Kim VK7KB, starting with BYO barbecue from 12 noon, and presentation starts at 1 p.m. Jota Jotai, 15th and 16th of October, statewide activities. VK7, the 5th and 6th of November, Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre, UTAS Sandy Bay Campus. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7PD. Repeaters, Reece Entark and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio, Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7DG. 40 metres, VK7TPE. 20 metres, VK7ALH. 10 metres, VK7JGD. UHFCB 15, VK7FMAC. And DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C with VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all peoples and organisations who assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 09:30 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7ARNews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73 and stay safe from Idris VK7ZIR.